The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I am joined in studio by the comedian Jim Elliott, fresh off the boat from the States. Jim, there's this weird intersection between the worlds of rap and politics that you want to talk about at the Democratic Convention.
Rap and politics at the Democratic Convention, kind of highlighting rap's ascendancy to the primary American cultural export, you'd say, or even just the main way they talk to
each
other.
I think it's the bombs. I think that's still your primary cultural export.
Well, I mean, I guess if we're talking in terms of money, probably bombs. But yes. In terms of tunes, I mean, I actually was thinking about how much rap's position in the mainstream culture has changed while I was watching the Olympics. Because I was away, I was watching the Olympics in the States. Snoop Dogg was everywhere.
It's amazing, yeah.
Snoop Dogg was everywhere. Everybody's mom loves when Snoop Dogg comes on. And I don't know, man, in 1993, me and a lot of my friends got grounded for playing Snoop Dogg on the CD player. And
it's so, funny, isn't it?
To now have our moms turn around and be like, he's just so happy
Such a nice guy.
He always seems so relaxed, Mom. You know why he's relaxed.
Well, anyway, it's not Snoop. It's Lil Jon
at
the DNC. Let's take a listen.
Georgia, how do you cast your vote?
Yeah! God, I love this song.
We are here tonight to officially nominate Kamala Harris for president. 5 July, another round of shots. DNC, turn out for what?
And he did actually change one of the lyrics. He yelled out a bunch of times from the window to the walls, a reference, of course, to Vice President of Canada, Tim Walz. But he did not say the next line of the rap. From the window to the walls, till the sweat drip from my... This is a family program. I don't know if I can finish
Yes.
That one gets bleeped out when they play it on the radio. He didn't rap that one. But, okay, so that was the roll call, right?
Yes.
And the roll call traditionally is a very boring part of the national conventions where they just go in alphabetical order, Alaska, who do you nominate? And unless it's a contested nomination, everybody just lines up and says the same person's name, Harris Walz. So this time, the DNC decided to spice it up a little bit. They had a DJ. They had a bunch of songs playing before each state. Alabama did Sweet Home Alabama. Massachusetts had Shipping Up to Boston. New Jersey, can you guess?
Something from Bruce Springsteen?
Born in the USA.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I like that, though, because Born in the USA is ostensibly a patriotic song, but all the lyrics are about how the USA will just step on your throat
and make rich people richer. Yeah.
But that was a nice little thing. But that's the thing, is that the DNC is just, if it's not a contested nomination, which we haven't had in 50 years... It's just kind of an exercise in pantomime, really. There's no drama to it. Everybody knows what's going to happen. It is a good place for politicians maybe to make their name. Like there was a famous speech of Obama's at the DNC one year that kind of introduced him to the national populace. Maybe AOC was going for something like that this year. I don't know. I got to tell you, I only watched the clips of it afterwards. I do like politics, but I'm not nearly enough of a masochist to sit there for 4 nights and watch Democratic National Committee Conference.
But. Yeah, I mean, it's funny. Even we have Jeff Cooner on the show every Thursday, who's obviously from the other side of the fence. Absolutely. Mm. He's got the MAGA hat. And even he acknowledged, he was like, oh, this is just like blows the Republican convention out of the water.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, it's just a huge event. It's been amazing. Like, they've done an incredible job.
They did a good job with it, but it's just entertainment at the end of the day.
People's attention. Yeah, I know, but that's what politics is to a lot of people.
That's what politics is.
It's just a form of entertainment.
We're gonna get to that in a little bit. When you said he has a MAGA hat, man, can I make a confession?
Yeah.
I have a Make America Great Again hat.
Did you buy it when you were on holidays?
No, I didn't buy it when I was on holidays. I bought it back when Trump first announced he was running for president, and he was last in the Republican Party field.
Ironic.
I thought it was going to be a goof. I thought it was going to be a cool red hat that I would wear 5 years from now. I'd be like, remember when that was weird?
Remember when Donald Trump?
Yeah, he didn't even make it past the first primary. And now it's, now it's just hidden deep in my closet. And I'm like, I hope nobody ever sees this.
Yeah,
man.
Your contribution to the Trump campaign. You're an early adopter. That's what they call you.
Here's the other thing. I bought it and it arrived and it's got a Made in China label on it. And I thought to myself, well, surely the American public won't stand for this hypocrisy. He's finished as a candidate. So it tells you what I know about politics. This is why I'm doing the comedy
segment.
What
a simple time it was to be alive back then. back then.
Speaking of.
Yeah. Theo Von. So who is Theo Von for people who don't know?
Theo Von is a comedian, which, of course, when there's a comedian and politics intersect, baby, you know I'm going to talk about it.
Yeah.
He just played he played Ireland and the UK in June. He sold out the Three Arena here. He sold out the SSE Airtricity in Belfast. He's a big act.
Yeah.
But he's also a podcaster. He's got a podcast called This Past Weekend. And last week he had on one Donald J. Trump.
Let's take a listen.
No, I would just do cocaine. That was really, yeah. So not just, yeah.
That's down and dirty, right?
Yeah, and
But you don't anymore?
No, I don't do it anymore, man, and I'm not doing
it. Is it too much? Cocaine is stronger up?
Yeah.
Cocaine. So you're way up with cocaine more than anything else you can think of.
Cocaine will turn you into a damn owl, homie, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You'll be out on your own porch, you know? You'll be your own street lamp. You're freaking...
And is that a good feeling? Well,
no,
it's horrible. A miserable feeling.
But you do it anyway, just like the guy you're saying with the scotch.
So, do you know what was fascinating?
Hmm.
Like, for a narcissist who feels the whole world revolves around him and should revolve him, it was one of those rare moments where Donald Trump felt the other guy in the room is more interesting than me for a minute. And I want to know what he's...
That was my question to you. Have you ever heard Donald Trump in any interview situation ask a question of the person who's interviewing him.
Where it's not a rhetorical question. He actually wanted to know.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting, yeah.
So I think the reason that he wanted to know is because Donald Trump is a famous teetotaler. He doesn't ever touch a drop of alcohol, no cigarettes, no nothing. And the rumor is because of his brother who drank himself to death while Donald was still young, which I thought was hilarious because Theo Von, he's a very hilarious guy. He ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer, man. I don't know if you could tell. Don't want to judge anybody by their accent. He's from Louisiana. But when he referenced, like that guy with the scotch that you were talking about, that's the president's dead brother that you're referring to.
Sorry, he didn't realize that he was talking about his
brother. He was just like, that guy you used to know who hit the scotch too hard. Like, Theo, do some research, my man. Anyway, Theo Von's hilarious. His podcast is called This Past Weekend. I'm a big fan of it. But I've never heard Donald Trump ask anyone else a question before.
Yeah, it was kind of fascinating. So Theo Von, kind of something maybe of a hero of yours at the moment, you know?
I mean, comedian selling out big arenas. He's hilarious. He's selling out arenas. He came up the right way. He did Last Comic Standing in the U.S. He's very funny. I like him a lot.
What about your heroes from days gone by?
You want me to body slam somebody? You want me to body slam Kamala Harris? I said, do you want me to body slam Kamala Harris?
Okay.
Hulkamania is going to run wild on you, brother.
Hulkamania is threatening to body slam Kamala Harris. And this is a tough one. I used to love Hulk Hogan as a kid, man.
Yeah.
I loved it. And now he's such a hardcore Trumper. He's lost his mind. Also, by the way, body slamming Kamala Harris is not impressive when you've seen somebody body slam Andre the Giant. Okay,
yeah.
It's not that big a deal. But this is where I was saying that it's getting much more towards entertainment.
Who body slammed Yokozuna on the deck of an aircraft carrier? Can anyone remember that?
I do remember that.
Who was it?
Hulk Hogan, it must have been Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
I think it was slightly after Hulk's kind of heyday. Anyway, someone will text in 087-1400-106. That just jumped into my head.
Who body slammed Yokozuna?
Body slammed Yokozuna at that time. Anyway,
that was a tough one. That was a tough one. But okay, so in further wrestling and political news, Jesse the Body Ventura.
Oh, yes.
Remember him?
Yeah, governor of Minnesota.
Minnesota, independent candidate. He ran as a Reform Party candidate. The Reform Party kind of broke up after he got there. He was an independent. He stays out of presidential politics because his whole thing is, I hate the two-party system. And he's actually pretty moderate. He fights a lot for progressive tax reform. He got a lot of public transportation built. He's what the Green Party would be if they would do some steroids and stand up for themselves once in a while.
Was he in Predator or Commando?
He was in Predator. He was in Predator along with another governor of a U.S. state. Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Oh, sorry, of course. Yeah.
So if you're going
amazing.
To... And Jesse Ventura came out, and for the first time since I can remember, he has endorsed a presidential candidate. He's endorsed Kamala Harris. So now we've got Jesse Ventura on one side and Hulk Hogan on the other. If this was 40 years ago, that'd be a great match on Raw.
I was about to say, yes. They've got to get a match up here.
So there's a little bit more to that Hulk versus Jesse Ventura thing, in that Jesse Ventura was a wrestler, and then he got fired and banned from the league. Now, why? Because prominent and vital leftist that he is, he was trying to organize a union for the wrestlers.
All right.
Wrestling's terrible on the body. These guys go
Vince
to
Vince McMahon was having none of it.
Absolutely. But guess who ratted him out to Vince McMahon?
No way. The Hulkster.
Hulk Hogan.
Oh.
And that's where we are these days. And that's kind of the whole theme of this one is that American presidential politics is getting closer and closer to the worlds of professional wrestling. It's about spectacle. It's about entertainment. And there are a lot of people that'll sit you down and tell you at the end of the day, it's a fix.
Jim Elliott, comedian. Jim, listen, thanks a million for chatting to us. Have you got anything coming up? You know my shameless blog. Oh, yeah.